Why would God condemn mankind for the actions of one human being, Adam?
Ooh. All right. Let me.
Maybe second part to that. If God created man in his own likeness, why would, and with free will, why would that include sin?
Okay. All right. The first part of that question, I want to say, I have said this to one after another person that I help investigate. I say, if I'm sitting where you're sitting, and I'm asking about Christianity, my big question is this. Isn't all this banked on the fact that there was an original family that sinned, and therefore I'm a sinner and I get condemned for what he did? Isn't that the teaching of the Bible? And I said, that's the question that I want to have answered. That's the question I start with next week. Are you planning to be here, or can you watch it next week? I don't want to say it again and then take the time next week to do it. Can you do that? All right, that one would be good. Your second part of the question was, and we dealt with this a little bit last week, but why, if he could basically, made in his image, why did he allow them to be able to sin, right? Because we do have free will. No one wants to say there's no free will. Why would he allow them to have that free will to do so? Now, I mentioned this last week. We have new people here. And just a reminder, whenever I hear the question why, the word why with God in it, I immediately step back just a moment and say, okay, does the Bible say this? Does it answer that question? I know in the book of Deuteronomy 29, I think it is, it says, there are things hidden from our understanding, that he does not give us full understanding of all things. And I understand that. Isaiah says, our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his ways. So I understand that. So I can't look at God and say, this is why God did something, because that's, you know, I'm a creation in my opinion. So want to be careful there. We do know this much. Now, this is where we can just say, if we know this and we know this, we can assume this. And that's where you just have to say, okay, there's no proof text in the Bible that addresses that question. But when I hear, why does he do that? We do know that through the story of the whole Bible, God does all things for his glory. All right? God does all things for his glory. So as I talked last week a little bit about this, that it would seem to me that to have a glory, to get glory, redeeming people would be far greater than not. Here's how I would word that. Here's the way I'd put this. If I know somebody who is brilliant, attractive, most talented person I know, I mean incredible, all these things, just genius of a person, we would give them glory. We'd brag on them just like I bragged on on Jay. Man, look how he can play. I gave him glory is what I was doing. I'm bragging on him, all right? So if somebody met all those criteria, I would be bragging on him. I'd say, oh, you got to meet this guy. He's the best brilliant guy I've ever met. Oh, you got to meet him. He's the most. Now, let's assume that that person not only has all of those great capabilities that I just mentioned that cause us to applaud, then my question would be this. What if that person also had shown kindness and mercy and done things for me that I did not deserve, showed me grace where I needed to be punished, and instead he did just the opposite and just lavished me with all kind of things I didn't deserve? Which of those two am I going to applaud the most? Well, it's going to be the latter one. So I often ask this question. Tell me this. If man had never sinned, only created in his image, man had never sinned, would God have ever been merciful? All right, here about this question. Would he ever have been forgiving? If man had never sinned, would he ever be forgiving? Would he ever be gracious? Well, the thing is that the truth is, yes, he would still be all of those things. I mean, he doesn't become forgiving, a forgiving God, because he forgives us. He forgives us because he's a forgiving God. And so we'd say, okay, he is all of those things, but we would never through eternity ever know him as such. We would have never experienced it. And so I look at that from my standpoint. I said, wow, in his plan, he has a creation with free will who applaud in free will, not because they're robotically, I have to praise you, thank you, God. That would not honor him like someone freely doing so. So that would be my take, but I can't take you to a text and say, I think were he to answer that question, I think it would be much different than I would probably. But I can at least see why he's certainly going to get more glory this way, and he does all things for his glory. So the question I often hear from that is, isn't that selfish, doing things for his glory? Well, if we believe he's a sinless God, no, there's nothing wrong for him as the Creator God, perfect one, to do things for his glory. That would be his right to do that. But again, that's assumption, and somebody's got to decide what do they believe on that. That's a great question. But the first one we're going to hit really, and you're going to see something really different than you'll expect in that first part of the question next week. I think it's the most important question that anybody ever asks. So, very good. All right?